paradise. Like, people say, like, Hawaii, oh, it's just paradise and humidity. And I'm just, and when I go there, I'm like, it's true. It is.
Welcome to Journey with Jake. This is a podcast about travel and vacations through the eyes of ordinary people like you and me. While it will be somewhat informative, this podcast is about the stories and experiences and the why behind the travel. My goal is to take each of us on a journey each episode as I speak with a different guest about the places and experiences that have meaning to them. My hope is we will each gain a little more insight from these experiences and appreciate the places we like to travel to. After all, it's not all about the destination as it is about the journey. Hey everybody, welcome back. This is episode number 23 of Journey with Jake. Things just keep moving right along. Once again, super fun. Love doing this. This has been a blast. I love these moments. I get to talk to different people, different folks, all types of folks, people from all different types of backgrounds. Today was no exception. This was my first time talking to a kid on the show. I had 11-year-old Cole Young on the show. Ton of fun talking to him. I hope you enjoy these episodes. Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Let me know what you think. I would really appreciate it. That would really help me out. Also, I would love to hear from you. If you want to be on the show, you want to talk about a special place that has meaning to you or experiences that have meaning to you, send me a note, jake@journeywithjake.net, or just send me a note in general just to say hi. Tell me what you think. I would love to hear from you. Love to hear from the listeners out there. I'd really appreciate that. That'd be awesome. I did talk to Cole Young on this episode, an 11-year-old. I got the idea from Troy Bird. I want to thank Troy Bird. You can listen to Troy, episode number 13, about the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But I got the idea from Troy. He's kind of given me a bunch of ideas. Troy's an entrepreneur type, and he's kind of thrown out different ideas of different people to talk to. He said, you ought to talk to a kid one time. And I thought, that is a great idea. And I thought of Cole Young, because Cole is full of energy. He's full of life. I knew it would be a fun interview to do. And that's what I was looking for. Someone who'd be fun. Someone who wouldn't mind talking back with me a little bit. And that's what we got. Shorter episode than normal. We're in the 20-minute range on this one, but that's what I expected. And that's kind of why I'm throwing this out here as a bonus episode. Just kind of wanted you to get the fun vibes that we get from Cole Young. And it was a ton of fun. I appreciate him and his parents letting him come on the show and visit with me and put his voice out there in the podcast world. So let's sit back, relax. We're going to talk to Cole Young about Hawaii. And again, Hawaii is a vast topic. It's kind of like Disneyland that we just had previously. And next week, sneak peek, we got Disney World coming up. So those are big, huge topics that I've kind of thrown in a row. This is just from the perspective of a kid. I'm hoping to get some other guests on about Hawaii. I'm hoping to talk to Dave Kahananui at some point about Hawaii. You can tell from his last name, there's Hawaiian in that. So I want to talk to him, hoping to get him on the show here in the next few months. Thanks again for listening to Journey with Jake. Let's get on with it. Let's listen to Cole Young and his experiences about Hawaii. Today on the show on Journey with Jake, I have Cole Young. Cole Young, welcome to Journey with Jake.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is awesome. I'm excited. Before we dive into what we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about Hawaii, which is going to be super fun.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know a little bit about you, though, Cole. Tell us a little bit about who you are.
I was born in Las Vegas. I was raised half of my life in Las Vegas. And then a few years ago, like 5 years ago-ish, I moved up here to Utah. And ever since then, this is where I live. So, yeah.
So how old are you?
I am 11.
Born in Las Vegas. You're 11-year-old. Sixth grade, are you going to be a sixth grader?
Yes, I'm going into sixth grade.
Very good. And tell me, who are your parents and who are your brother and sister?
So my parents are Alan Young and Diet Young. And my brother and sister, my only sister, her name's Meg. And my only brother, who just returned on his mission, his name's Ian.
His name's Ian. Awesome. So Ian's 20 years old.
Yep.
Is Meg 17 or is she 18?
She's 17, but she's about to turn 18 in November.
Okay, very good. And so you're the baby of the family. Cole Young is the baby of the family.
Yeah.
Very good. And I know your family because we lived in Las Vegas, so that's how I got to know your parents. And my son Brandon is really good friends with your brother, Ian. So that's how we know the Youngs. I'm excited to talk to you today. What are some of the things you like to do? What are some of your hobbies? What's some things that you like to do, Cole?
I like drawing, running, acting, singing. I'm trying to think of something else.
Running? I didn't know you liked to run.
Oh, I love running.
Wow, okay. I know your mom's a big time runner, so you're into that too, huh?
Yeah.
Very good. All right, and you said, what else did you say? You said drawing, singing, acting. I know when I used to know you when you were a youngster, several years ago, you were big into trains.
Oh, yeah. I still, am.
You still are? What do you got? Tell me about your trains.
Oh, okay. So the thing about trains is that something that's cool about me is that I don't really jump for joy every time, like, the Amtrak train comes in. I like, I'm not like, oh my gosh, it's the Amtrak train. I'm only really into steam locomotives and all that stuff. I mean, clearly I was born in the wrong era and decade.
You like the steam locomotives?
Yes.
So like the Disneyland Railroad steam locomotive, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
You can. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been to Lagoon and rode their little steam train?
I have heard of that. I've been to Lagoon. I've never rode the steam train, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's a little steam train. You might kind of like it just because it's got the whole steam thing going. I get excited when I see Amtrak go by. So you and I are opposites. Like, I'm tired of those freight trains, but whenever I see Amtrak, I'm like, hey, there's Amtrak, and I got a railroad track really close to where I live. So I kind of enjoy watching that go by. So trains is a big thing for you.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And then singing and acting. Tell me a little bit about that. I didn't really know you were into that till just a few years ago, and then that's a big thing for you. Let's hear about that.
Yeah, so there was this girl in our ward who was my singing teacher. Her name was Brianna, and she recommended this little kid part to me in a musical called Freaky Friday. She said I would be really good for it, and so I tried out for it, and I got the part. So, yeah.
So Freaky Friday was your first kind of big break, so to speak?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. And then I also know, and I believe my son Brandon went and saw you in James and the Giant Peach?
Yep, I got the part of James and the Giant Peach, the musical.
And where was that at? It was a theater in Utah somewhere, right?
Yeah, it was at Mount Jordan Theater. The theater is owned by the company Sandy Arts Guild. That's also where I did Freaky Friday.
Okay, very good. And do you like doing that? You enjoy acting and singing and all that good stuff?
Yeah, I recently actually got into the Little Mermaid at Hale Center Theater, and I got the part of Flounder.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right. I'm going to be watching Little Mermaid. That's going to be great. Love it. Man, that's awesome, Cole. So, everyone listening, you can tell Cole, 11 years old, full of energy, full of excitement. This is why I wanted to talk to you, Cole. This is fantastic. So, thank you very much. But we're going to dive in to Hawaii because Journey with Jake, the show that I do, is all about places that you've been, that you love, and kind of the experiences with that. So I don't know if you can remember this or not. Do you know how many times you've been to Hawaii?
I've been 4 times and never to the same island, actually. The 4 times that I've been there, I've been to the 4 main islands.
Wow. Okay. So you've been to a different island every time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you kind of remember the first time you ever went?
No, I was a baby.
Okay.
When I went there.
Yeah, your parents just dragged you along. They had to, kind of.
Yeah.
Very good. So, as a kid that you are, you're a kid, you're 11, and you went to Hawaii. It's probably, how long has it been since you've been to Hawaii? Has it been a few years?
The last time I went to Hawaii was last October 2021. I went to Kauai.
Okay, Kauai. I like Kauai. It's very nice. Very cool. Or Kauai. I don't know if I'm saying it right. I don't have a Hawaiian accent, so I'm sorry. But Kauai, okay, and that was just less than a year ago. As a kid going to Hawaii versus an adult. So let me give you my point of view. I still remember the first time I went to Hawaii. I actually went and did a Hawaiian cruise. I remember talking to your dad about going to Hawaii, and he's like, oh, you got to do it. You got to make sure you go. You got to go to Hawaii. It's great. It's wonderful. And as an adult, in my mind, it's these tropical beaches and this Hawaiian music and these luau's and things like that. And that's exactly what it was. It lived up to every expectation. Yeah. How is it for you as a kid when you think of Hawaii? What comes to your mind?
I think of the ocean, surfing, just like, same, like luau's and like palm trees and just paradise. Like people say like Hawaii, oh, it's just paradise and humidity. And I'm just, and when I go there, I'm like, it's true. It is.
It is paradise. It 100% is. The weather, I mean, didn't get too cold for me. It didn't get too hot. I must have went in a good time of year because it didn't get too cold, didn't get too hot, didn't rain a whole lot. It rained a little bit, but not too bad. Before you even set foot in Hawaii, before you even get there, what does it take to get there? What kind of memories do you have of getting ready to go to Hawaii when your mom and dad said, "Hey, we're going to Hawaii"? What goes through your mind? What do you do? What's kind of your preparation?
Oh, I was like, "Oh gosh, oh no, I'm gonna have to get on that really long plane flight again." Like, one thing whenever I go to Hawaii, they're like, "Okay, we're going to Hawaii." I'm like, "Yay, that's great!" But the plane ride.
So the plane ride kind of drags you down a little bit.
Yeah.
Why is it? What's with the plane ride?
It's just, I don't really honestly really like plane rides because they're just like so quiet and it just feels weird. It's really weird. I don't know. It's just long and kind of boring. Yeah.
I would agree with that. I think they can be pretty long, pretty boring. And yeah. Going to Hawaii from Las Vegas, from Utah, it's probably 5 to 6 hours, I would say, at least. I mean, that's a decent. Yeah. The thing that scares me is knowing that I'm over nothing but ocean. You know, you're flying over just empty, vast ocean when you're on those flights. That's a little scary. When you get to the airport, you land in Hawaii. What's it like coming off that plane after that long 5, 6 hour, 7 hour flight?
I'm just like, "Dad, let's just book the hotel. I'm so tired. Like, let's just get out of here."
Enough of the airport. Let's get out of here, right?
Yeah, I'm like, we can go to the bathroom at the hotel. Like, let's just book it. Like, it's not, I think, like, I don't know, because whenever I get off the plane, I'm like, "Oh, no, wait, we got to book the hotel. Oh, no, we got to book the rental car. Oh, my gosh, this is going to be so exhausting."
All the little extra details that you have to deal with when you travel, and as a kid, you're just kind of waiting around. So for you, it's got to be frustrating, right?
Yeah.
Definitely. What about your, like, what are your siblings doing? What's Ian doing? What's Meg doing? What's your parents doing? Are they kind of getting stressed out? Are they excited to be there? I mean, what's the feeling when you're all there?
They're all just like, "I gotta book a bus. Come on.
For my listening audience, he's doing the imitation of scrolling, you know, booking your phone, which is so funny. That's the kids these days, right? So everything's about the phone for sure.
Yeah, my dad he's always just like waiting in this type of pose. Like, he's just
hands on his hips, kind of just like
on his hips, and he's just like, "Come on, when's it gonna come? Come on, when's the bus gonna come?"
Your dad's not impatient, is he? I thought he's the most patient person.
Depends on the day.
Okay.
And I think he was really exhausted.
Yeah, I think after a long flight, all the stress, getting to the airport, dragging around three kids. Of course, you guys are older now, so it's got to be a lot easier taking you to the airport now. But I think there's definitely a level of stress, but that's part of the fun, right? Because once you get past that stress, then what? You're on vacation.
I'm on vacation. Like, I'm just chilling. It's amazing.
So where do you guys stay when you go? Do you have a certain hotel that you guys stay at? Well, you said it's a different island, so I'm guessing you're different hotels every time you go.
Yeah.
Is it typically a hotel? Is it a resort? What kind of place is it?
I think.
Trying to remember.
I think the last one was a resort. I think the one in Kauai, it was a resort.
So was it right there, like on the water? Or was it a little ways from the beach? What's kind of the?
It was right there.
What you remember? Right by the water. Okay.
Yeah, by the water. Yeah.
Very good. So obviously, the hotel where you're staying, that's not important to you. You don't really care exactly. Yeah, you want to sleep somewhere and have somewhere to rest your head.
Every time I go to a hotel, I've noticed this with a lot of other kids. They're like, "Are we staying at a nice hotel? How much money did you cost to get in there? How nice is the hotel? How many beds are there? How many rooms are there?" Like, that's always how I'm like, "How's the hotel like?"
But for you, does it matter?
I don't know.
A little bit?
It kind of matters. The main thing that matters for us is just like, if there's a couch and there's a bed and there's a TV, like, that's just the standard hotel. We're fine with that. Funny about the bedrooms in the hotel. So the people on the website, they actually like lied to us about how the rooms would be. So the higher you up are, so if you're on like the top floor in the hotel, you get the really nice room. If you're at like the third row, you get like not like very good interior designing. And that's like where we were. Like, we booked the second or third floor, and there was like just like it was just gross. And we're like, this is not how the pictures on the website looked. So we booked a room that was higher, and we're like, oh, it's nicer. It's nicer.
So the higher you are, the better off you are as far as the room.
Yeah.
So you guys switched. You made the switch. You're like, we're going to the higher room.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I love it. I want to hear about some of the fun adventures that you've done in Hawaii. And it could be any of the islands you've been to. What kind of stories do you have? What kind of memories do you have? Maybe it's doing something with Ian. Maybe you're doing something with your dad or your mom. Whatever you think. Let me hear a couple of the adventures that you've had. Where you were? What did you do?
Two times I went to Hawaii, when I was in Oahu, I went to the Dole Plantation. It's a railroad there that you can ride around. And then the most recent time in Kauai, I also went to another plantation. It's called the Kauai Plantation Railroad. And it's just this train that goes around and just shows you, like, the sights of, like, just gives you a tour around the plantation and just, like, has little sights for you to see.
Is it a steam locomotive railroad?
Nope. Which I kind of just had to deal with that. The one in Oahu, which was the Dole Plantation, that was a steam locomotive. But the one in Kauai, it wasn't.
I have been on that train in Oahu. I have not been in Kauai, but I have in Oahu. That is a lot of fun. That's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to get the Dole ice cream or yogurt or whatever it is. It was fantastic. And the train ride was a lot of fun. I enjoyed going around the plantation and seeing it. And
yeah.
It's definitely a lot of fun. So you have great memories of the Dole Plantations in both Kauai and Oahu. Mm-hmm. What other adventures? What about, like, the water? I mean, the water's a huge attraction.
Okay.
Tell me some of your water stories, beach, whatever.
We, when we usually go to Hawaii, we like to go to, like, movie sites because, like, a lot of, like, movies are filmed in Hawaii in a lot of historical places as well. So, like, when we went to, was it Oahu, I think, yeah, we went to Pearl Harbor there. Yeah.
Yes. Tell me about that. What was that experience like?
I can't remember any moment of it. I was
You can't. You went to Pearl Harbor. That was definitely on Oahu. What are any other movie places that you remember going to? How about in Kauai? Did you see the Jurassic Park?
We saw. Oh my gosh! Was it a movie site from Indiana Jones? I think it was. I think there was like this mountain that was in Indiana Jones that we went to. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, that's fun. That makes it fun going to Hawaii and seeing those movie spots. What about surfing, snorkeling, swimming, any of that? Being on the sand.
Oh, yeah, we liked to swim around. My siblings are like a big fan of snorkeling. I've never really had the guts to snorkel. I don't know why. I've always just like been like, ooh, snorkeling, scary.
Is it the for me? It's hard that first time going under and realizing, oh, I can breathe under the water. Mm-hmm. I'm always kind of like panicking a little bit, you know, but then it gets better. So you're not into that, but I can see Ian and Meg. I can see them definitely liking the snorkeling. What do you like to do then in the water?
I just like to go underwater and like see what's under there because like when you go to like beaches in California or like Mexico, you just like find straight up sand. But when I went to Hawaii, like there was like turtles in the water, there was fish swimming around, there's a bunch of coral, and yeah.
It's awesome. Got to see that coral, got to see those fish. I can remember my first time snorkeling. It was actually in Maui, and yeah, it was incredible. I kind of went just to some little rocks and saw a sea turtle and saw a ton of fish, and yeah, there's not a whole lot better than that. Plus, the water temperature is really nice.
Oh, yeah. It is so nice.
What about places to eat? Is there any places to eat in Hawaii that you like or any type of food that you like?
It's funny. Every day, we would, like, go to a different place of, like, ice cream we would just go to a different ice cream place every day of Hawaii and test out, like, what place is best to eat? The note of which is the best place to eat in Hawaii, I can't really remember.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good food there, but I just was so caught up in the good food, I wasn't even paying attention to all the good places.
What about shaved ice? Do you like shaved ice? Hawaii is famous for shaved ice.
Shaved ice? Shaved ice place, a different shaved ice place every day.
Any particular flavor that you like or just any of them?
I just like rainbow, straight up rainbow.
So straight up rainbow, is that just a mix of a bunch of different flavors or what is that?
Tiger's blood, banana, sometimes lemon, and blue raspberry.
And it makes the colors of a rainbow. I got it. Very nice. Very nice. He's giving me the thumbs up right now. I love it. Very good. So let's go back to the whole family. All right. You've got your mom, your dad, Meg, Ian, you. Any memories that you've made together as family that you can remember? Like you now, when if they say they're going to go to Hawaii now, what's coming to your mind as you think about the memories you've had?
I remember Ian and Meg trying to get me to surf because they are big surfers. And anytime we go to the beach, I'm always just like, oh no, they're going to want me to surf. I'm not really into surfing. So every time we go to the beach, they're like, come on, Cole, you got to surf. And I'm like, I don't really want to surf.
What is it that besides, you know, looking under the water, if they're out surfing and they're snorkeling, you don't enjoy either of those. What do you like to do? Are you building a sandcastle? What are you doing? What's Cole doing?
I love building sand stuff. I just like to, every time we go to the beach with my dad, we would always build like a tunnel under the sand. So like we could go under the tunnel and then go out of the hole.
So you'd make it big enough where you can actually crawl through it, crawl underneath
the tunnel. Yeah, that's what we would always do.
Nice. Very good. And how do you think this has helped your family by being able to go together as a family? Mm-hmm. How's it helped your family? What do you think?
I think it's just like getting away from all the stress. Like there's a lot of stress in Utah. Like, I don't know. A lot of the time my mom, like she just like has a lot of stress, like cleaning the house and stuff. My dad has stress like with work because he's a lawyer. My sister has stress with school. I'm not really sure about Ian, but it's just nice to get away from all of that hard work and just like relax for a moment. So yeah.
I agree 100%. Pretty much everybody I talk to on this podcast, they all say the same thing. That's why they love traveling. They like to get away and get away from the stress. I think that's super important.
And it's also nice to explore the sights.
Yeah. Tell me about some of the sights. What are some of the favorite sights you've seen? You said Pearl Harbor. You said Indiana Jones Mountain. What other sights?
So one time we went into a helicopter and we got a helicopter tour and we flew over a volcano. And it was really crazy because the volcano had like struck a whole entire neighborhood and there was only like one house in all of the remainder of all that, like all like that.
Just that whole neighborhood? I mean, it was just kind of
like, it was all burned down, but it was just all like hard lava. And then in the middle of that, there was just this one house that just like survived the whole entire thing. And we're just like, that's odd.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing that you were able to see that, you know, up in the helicopter. That's fun. Any other fun things that you did? Any other sights that you saw?
We went to, did I already talk about how we were going on a canoeing ride and?
No, I want to hear about this canoeing ride.
Okay, so we were told one day that we were supposed to go on just a canoeing ride. I wore a white shirt and everything. And so we were just like, the people there just said, it's a normal canoeing ride. Oh, and you have to hike up there through the rivers. And like, by the time we were like, wait, what? But we were already like, just paddling away right when they said that. So while we're doing that, we have to put our canoeings off on like, put it on like on the ground and just leave that there. And then the most of the journey, it's just hiking up through water, like getting muddy and stuff. Like I wore a white shirt on that day, hiking up like into the mountains. And like when I came back, my shirt was all muddy and gross. But it was worth it because at the top of like the whole entire hike and everything, there's this waterfall.
Oh, okay. So it was a little rough getting up there, but the view was worth it.
Yes.
Okay. It's kind of how life is sometimes, I think, right? We kind of have to go through hard things, but then the view's worth it. We get somewhere, we're like, yes. And in your case, it was getting to Hawaii, going on a canoeing trip, and not realizing, oh, I'm going to have to hike up this thing with my white shirt that wasn't white after the hike.
Yeah.
Awesome. These are some great stories, great memories that you have, Cole. I love hearing about this. Is there anything else? Any other stories you want to share with us? Any other memories of Hawaii or any thoughts about Hawaii you want to share with us?
I think whenever we go to Hawaii, we like always, there's always like this one day, like this one big day where we always go into a mall. Like for a few days, we're just like chilling like by the beach. And then there's this one day where we always like go to the mall and check out and like see a bunch of like things that we can buy and stuff.
That's always part of the fun. I enjoy doing that. I enjoy checking out the shops and things. You got to do that at least one day, you know? But I do like the fact, I like, you spoke a lot about chilling. You're going to Hawaii and you're chilling. And I love that. I love having that as a place where you can chill. You did some adventures too. You canoed. Your brother and sister tried to make you surf, but you built some sandcastles. You did all kinds of fun things.
Yeah.
Cole, this has been super fun for me. Thank you so much for coming on Journey with Jake and sharing your perspectives.
Thank you for having me.
Heck yeah. Let's do it again sometime. All right, Cole?
All right.
Once again, special thanks to my guest, Cole Young. Thanks to his parents letting him come on board, talk with me. That was a lot of fun. I really got some energy talking to Cole. I love talking to kids, love talking to youth, and just their excitement and their energy and their optimism. It gave me a burst of energy, if I'm being honest. I really felt great coming off of that conversation with Cole. So I'm grateful for that. Thank you, Cole, very much. That was fantastic. Thanks to all the listeners out there. I really appreciate it. Once again, leave me a review. Send me a note. I want to hear about a special place that has meaning to you or an experience that has meaning to you. Send me a note, jake@journeywithjake.net. And just remember, it's not always about the destination, as it is about the journey. Take care, everybody.